listening to The Hawk, 101.5 FM, broadcasting across Hamilton from the edge of the Niagara Escarpment.
Good morning.
Hey.
Welcome to Cuckoo Bananas. There wasn't really a hint in that first song. It was just kind of slow and relaxing.
Can you guess what it is?
Me? Yeah.
Oh. No, them.
Oh, them. Can you guess? What's that you say?
Rain? Well, you got it. Well, today is not a very rainy day, but the last few days were. So that's why we made it.
Yes. If you didn't hear Rowan there, it's a rainy episode today. And what were you saying about the weather?
It was rainy yesterday, but and the day before. But today it's not very rainy. But it, like, before is pretty warm and sunny, like 17 above. It's pretty high.
Before what?
Before it started raining a lot.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're recording this in the springtime. And spring is like that, isn't it?
Uh-huh. It's like warm, rainy, warm, rainy, warm, rainy.
Yeah, it'll give you a taste of spring and then say, just kidding, it's winter again. And actually, one of the inspirations for doing this rainy episode was last weekend. Can you tell the kiddies at home what happened last weekend? Remember on Friday?
Tell the kiddies at home what happened. I do not know.
Yeah, come on, Friday. Remember? Everyone had their umbrellas out.
It was raining like crazy.
Yep. For what special event?
For the Easter egg hunt.
Yeah, the Easter egg hunt.
At St. George's Park.
That's right. And come rain or shine, the Easter bunny hides the eggs in the park. And so we had to go out in the rain.
Yeah.
To look for eggs.
That was not... It was like we got really wet.
Yeah.
But it was still fun. I didn't get any golden eggs. There was a scooter in one of them.
Amazing, yeah. The cool thing about kids is they don't really care if they get wet. adults have all these things in their pockets they got to worry about, like wallets and cell phones and things. But
that's why I don't like getting wet.
Why? Because you want a cell phone?
Yes.
Here, have mine. But enough about us. Let's talk about rain. In a lot of music, you'll notice, especially popular music, if it's a song that's about storms or rain, you might notice it's not actually about storms or rain. A lot of times, musicians, when they're writing lyrics, will use rain to give a feeling of, you know, sadness.
Uh-huh.
You ever notice that?
Yeah.
Yeah. So actually, a lot of the songs we're going to hear today are kind of not exactly about rain. They're also about, you know, sadness or, you know, love lost.
Yeah.
But the good news is all these songs are extremely catchy. And a lot of my favorite rock and roll songs happen to be about rain or about storms.
Oh.
Yeah. So you want to hear a few?
Sure.
Let's see. What are we going to start with?
Let's get started.
Oh, geez. I don't know how to use computers. Nope. That's not right. Yeah. So I thought I was going to start with a band called The Rokes. Now, before it starts raining, often the wind rises. So we're going to hear the song, When the Wind Rises. And then it'll go into another very catchy song called The North Wind Blew South.
Hmm. Mysterious.
Mm-hmm. And actually, yesterday when we were watching Mary Poppins, remember the old man that's on top of the house?
Mm-hmm.
And he fires his cannon off?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was talking about how the wind changed direction, and so there's probably a storm coming.
So he gave it a double. He gave it a double fire, I think.
Oh, yeah? Hmm. And then we're going to hear a song called Gray Skies after that, and we'll come back and we'll talk about these three songs. These songs are like 60s psychedelic rock songs.
Hmm.
And they're very catchy.
To you.
To me. You listen for yourself and see if you agree.
I don't know.
Well, wait, you haven't heard it yet, Gene.
Dark hours of moaning, you lie there quietly sleeping, and I'm already packed to go.
Go,
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 no, I won't leave you a letter, wouldn't make it any better, the feeling that I get, so please don't wake up ever, just sleep right on and never, never wake up. Go, and I don't want to hurt you so. Don't wake up, don't wake up. When the wind arises, go. When the wind arises, go. When the wind arises, go. The wind.
Thank you.
sun is trembling this morning. One last look at you sleeping. I don't want to scream out no. The wind is paralyzing. The wind is hypnotizing. It calls me to the door. So please don't wake up ever. Just sleep right on.
Oh, yeah. Who is this, Rowan?
Electric Banana.
Electric Banana.
Sort of weird name.
Yeah. Well, we had to play it on the show, right?
I guess.
What's the name of the show, anyways?
Cuckoo Bananas Rain.
Yes, you're listening to Cuckoo Bananas Variety Hour here on CFRU.
About rain.
And some, and also on UMFM. And we're talking about rain today. Maybe it's raining where you are.
Wherever you are.
Wherever you are. People can listen to this streaming from CFRU.ca. And so you could listen to it anytime.
Anywhere.
Anywhere. With a Wi-Fi signal. Yes, that was Electric Banana. With a song called Gray Skies. So in this, the story of the episode, it hasn't even started raining yet. The wind arose with the Rokes, and then the north wind blew south, which was a great song by Fillmore Lincoln.
And now there's gray skies by Electric Banana.
Yeah. So what's going to be next then?
The next song is There's Going to Be a Storm.
By?
Left Bank.
The Left Bank, yeah. One of my favorite bands. They had a huge hit. The guy who wrote the song was, I think he was 19 years old.
Cool.
When he wrote his first hit song. Cool, eh? And then he went on to join other bands and et cetera, et cetera. But we're going to hear There's Going to Be a Storm. And I think actually he was probably around 19 when he wrote this one too. It's from the same album. And then we're going to hear Rain, finally, by Mike Vickers. But there might be some listeners out there who don't know what the rain is. You want to try and describe it?
Well, I think everyone knows what rain is. Rain is water that falls from the sky.
Mm-hmm. But why?
Because...
And how?
Water evaporates from a lake, like lakes or oceans, goes up into the clouds, and then drops the rain, drops all the water when the cloud gets too heavy, and then that's what rain is.
Ah.
And everybody knows what rain is, so I don't need to explain it.
And maybe everybody knows what rain is, because rain does happen everywhere.
But not what rain, how rain happens.
How it works, so yeah. And actually we brought in one of our favorite books from home.
It's called Science Verse.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a page about precipitation evaporation.
Yeah. Written by John Seska.
And Lane Smith. And drawn by Lane Smith.
Drawn by Lane Smith, yeah. And the cool thing about this book is it also came with a CD of John Seska reading all these cool science poems that he wrote. So we thought we should play the one about rain. You kiddies want to hear it?
Yeah, that sounds great.
All right. Excellent. Sounds like Glacio's in the room with us today.
But he's not.
But he's not. He's not. But we are going to play a song later that he played on his show.
So, what show is he on? What, like, radio show is he on? I want to listen to it.
Tastes Like More, the Glacio Radio Show.
No.
Tuesdays on CFRU. 95.95.
93.3 FM.
Yeah.
But which Cuckoo Bananas one was he on?
Oh, which Cuckoo Bananas episode was it? That was our fund drive show, our fundraising show, I think, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to listen to that one.
Sure. Yeah, I have it at home. And if you go to CFRU.ca and then click on the program schedule, and then you click on Cuckoo Bananas, It'll give you a handy list of all the recent recordings. You can just go through and listen.
To all of them.
You could relive your childhood, Rowan. But weren't we going to listen to John Skeska?
Yep.
Water cycle.
It's raining, it's pouring, for H2O it's boring.
Precipitation,
evaporation,
precipitation,
evaporation,
precipitation,
evaporation,
evening, night, and morning.
Love it.
Yeah, sort of love it.
Sort of love it.
I like the precipitation, evaporation, part.
Yeah, if you listeners at home haven't read this book yet, it's pretty amazing. It's a bunch of
it's a bunch of poems, like, or nursery rhymes that are messed up with science.
Mm-hmm. A kid falls asleep in science class, and then
he starts dreaming in poems.
Yeah. So it's famous poems, but then all about different science ideas. Very cool.
Like Jack be nimble, Jack be quick, Jack jump over the something, 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 combustion reaction of blah.
Good summary. Yeah, like that. Uh-oh, there's going to be a storm by the left bank.
There is going to be a storm.
And if the time will singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious feel, and I'm happy again. I'm laughing at clouds so dark up above. The sun's in my heart, and I'm ready for love. Let the stormy clouds chase everyone from the place. Come on with the rain, I've a smile on my face. I'll walk down the lane with a happy refrain, just singing, singing in the rain. Dancing in the rain, yeah, 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 yeah. I'm happy again. I'm singing and dancing in the rain. Singing in the rain.
Hello.
Ah.
We're back.
That was Gene Kelly singing in the rain.
Singing in the rain.
singing in the rain from Singing in the Rain, the movie of the same name. In the rain.
Singing from the rain from the movie Singing in the Rain. Fun to say.
It's today's tongue tangler.
Singing in the rain from the movie Singing in the Rain. singing in the rain from Singing in the Rain.
Yes. Singing in the Rain is a movie, a musical, in case that's not obvious, from the early 50s. And another great musical song came out of that movie, too. Remember that song, Make 'em Laugh?
Uh-huh.
Yeah?
Is it a song from Mary Poppins?
Oh, no. No. You're right, though. There is a song about laughing in Mary Poppins, too. Oh, maybe that could be the next thematic episode.
Laughing.
I'll try and think of more laughing songs. No, this is a song.
The Laughing Gnome.
Oh, The Laughing Gnome. Good. All right. stay tuned for the laughing episode of Cuckoo Bananas Variety Hour. No, what I was going to say is Make 'em Laugh is a different song from that movie, but you should go watch that clip, because I believe it's Danny Kaye, and it's really funny. He's kind of running around a movie set trying to make people laugh. Do you remember this?
No.
There's a couch, and he like jumps over the couch, and then there's like a big doll on it, and he does a little dance routine with the doll.
Oh, yeah.
And then
I remember
yeah.
that.
And he keeps like running into walls and stuff. It's very funny. It'll make you laugh. Okay, so now we're into the rain, right? It started to rain. And Gene was singing in the rain. And now we're going to hear the Kinks singing a
rain. Raining in June.
Rainy day in June, yeah. This song kind of has a scary bit. I was listening to the lyrics, and there's actually gnomes in it. And a demon comes out in the middle of the song.
So, a rainy day in June actually is bad luck, that means. It's like, it's raining in June.
Yeah.
Now, there's a demon that comes out that's trying to kill you.
No, it doesn't go that far.
Oh.
And then, we're going to hear Chimicum Rain by Linda Perhax. Which is it's a very cool song, and it's very moody. It's relaxed.
Scary.
But it gets a kind of scary and dark in the middle of the song.
Dark.
Listen for that. It sounds peaceful at the beginning, and then it gets kind of spooky, and then it gets peaceful again.
It's like a doll that doesn't work.
Cute and spooky.
Cute and spooky.
Spoot.
No, cutie. No. Kooky.
Spooty.
Kooky.
Spooty patootie.
Kooky.
We should talk about what the word non sequitur means sometime. But instead, let's listen to the Kinks.
Rainy day in June with a demon and a gnome.
Mm-hmm.
Cry. The reckoning was was beckoning. They're living to their doom. There was no hope, no reasoning. This rainy day in June, everybody felt the rain. Everybody felt the rain. Everybody felt the rain. Everybody felt the rain.
Every day since I came, and the lichen covers rocks, and the green finds everything. Jimmy, come rain.
Jimmy Come Rain by Linda Perhax. Now, Rowan was asking when that song is from. That's an old song from the 60s. But, you know what? Somebody rediscovered her album, Parallelograms, and thought it was great. And then, so lots of people started listening to it. And now she's playing shows again. Yeah. She's like an older lady playing shows at like record stores and stuff. And they made a little documentary about her, I think. Yeah, so it's nice. That song Parallelograms is really cool too, actually. Maybe we'll, if we do a geometry episode.
Mm-hmm. We could play some songs from Geometry Dash.
Oh, yeah. You're good at this game. Geometry Dash, Parallelograms.
Yeah.
If any of you listeners at home know of any geometry-themed songs, let us know on our Facebook page. Cuckoo Bananas. Oh, that's a horrible sound.
Just my hand squeezing through some leather.
Yeah. We're having a lot of...
That's my shoe squeezing through my leg and some leather.
We're having some studio difficulties this morning. We're figuring it out, though. Ooh, you know what's next?
Dawnstorm.
Yeah, by who?
T-Rex.
T-Rex.
Yeah.
If we did a dinosaur episode, we could play T-Rex. Yeah, T-Rex. When they started out, they were named Tyrannosaurus Rex. And they sounded more like hippie folk music. And then the main songwriter guy, Mark Bolan, kind of changed how he made songs, and they started getting more like glam rock. That's what this is going to sound like. And then they changed their name to T-Rex.
We've only got 9 minutes left.
Oh my gosh. We've got way too many songs yet. But this Dawnstorm is one of my favorites, so we gotta put Dawnstorm on. So then what else are we going to do? Oh, well, I guess we need to end the storm, don't we? So let's do Sun Came Bursting Through My Cloud after that.
And then Chase the Rainbow.
And Chase That Rainbow. Because after the rain...
Rainbow. A rainbow comes.
Yeah. What's the science behind that?
It's when it becomes sunny and it's still raining.
Okay.
It becomes a rainbow.
Well, why the colors, though?
Science. Because rain is blue.
No, it isn't.
Science.
If you fill a bathtub up, it's not blue?
Yes, it is.
I'm going to go home and fill up the bathtub. I'm pretty sure water is clear.
Yeah, so it just mixes with the clear colors and makes light yellow.
This is what we have to do. This is your job today, listeners. Figure out why rainbows happen. All right.
Or else we'll have to do a science corner.
We'll have to do another science corner. But I'll stop talking. I've been talking too much this episode and we're missing music. Let's listen to T-Rex and then let's listen to Dantalion's Chariot after that.
And then end the show.
And then end the show with Chase That Rainbow by Girls Are Short.
What?
Run down. It's Kareem Mosna. Join me Wednesdays 10 a.m. to noon as we get jazz and